Survivor in Death by J.D. Robb. So shalt thou feed on death that feeds on men, and death once dead, there's no more dying then. William Shakespeare. Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Leo Nikolaevich Tolstoy. Prologue. A late-night urge for an orange fizzy saved Nixie's life. When she woke, she could see by the luminous dial of the jelly roll wrist unit she was never without that it was after 2 in the morning. She wasn't allowed to snack between meals, except for items on her mother's approved list, and 2 in the morning was way between. But she was dying for an orange fizzy. She rolled over and whispered to her best friend in the entire galaxy, Linny Dyson. They were having a school night sleepover because Linny's mom and dad were celebrating their anniversary in some fancy hotel. So they could have sex. Mom and Mrs. Dyson said it was so they could have a fancy dinner and go dancing and crapo, but it was for sex. Jesus! She and Linny were 9, not 2. They knew what was what-o. Besides, like they gave a woo. The whole deal meant Mom, the rule monster, bent the rules about school nights. Even if they'd had to turn the lights out at 9:30, again, were they 2? She and Linny had the most magalicious time. And school was still hours away, and she was thirsty. So she poked Linny and whispered again, "Wake up!" "No, not morning, still dark." "It is morning. It's 2 in the morning. That's why it was so frosty, she thought. "I want an orange fizzy.